Good morning. The cold front that passed through the region overnight continues to make progress off the eastern seaboard. Clouds lingering behind this front will erode and move out of the region as well, leaving us with a good amount of sunshine today. Eventually, clouds will tend to mix in from the north and west, but the temperature behind this front, not too terribly cool. In fact, will be well above normal once again, just not as mild as yesterday. Still, most places will make it into the middle and upper 50s for daytime highs, with northern New York and New England staying in the upper 40s and lower 50s. A trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will pivot into the region late today and tonight. Skies will cloud back up, and there is the slight risk of a few passing rain or snow showers, primarily across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, and perhaps downwind of Lake Ontario. Overnight lows will be back into the lower to mid-20s. This area of energy will reinforce colder air as it builds in for the weekend. We'll go back to mostly sunny skies on Saturday, but much cooler high temperatures, with most places staying in the upper 30s and lower 40s. A cold start on Sunday morning, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, with another reinforcing shot of cooler air, keeping it near 40 for daytime highs. The cold air will continue to filter in for the early part of next week. Sunshine on Monday, but only in the mid-30s for highs, and with a weak disturbance heading into the cold air on Tuesday, a chance of snow or mixed precipitation as we get into the afternoon hours, with highs staying in the upper 30s. Behind the system, still the risk of a few showers on Wednesday in the lower to mid-40s, and we'll keep our eyes on the coast for a system on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as that system headed through our region departs, the southern half of the front will stall over an area extending from the central and southern plains to the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Showers and thunderstorms will persist along the leading edge of the front, some of which could become severe, with the primary region of concern today extending from the Texas Panhandle to southwestern Oklahoma, while central Texas, central Oklahoma, and a portion of southern Kansas will be at greatest risk tomorrow. These thunderstorms will also have the potential to cause flash flooding and urban flooding as they develop and remain over the same areas due to the slow progress of the front. Meanwhile, a large upper-level low spinning over the southwest will be the catalyst for an upcoming significant winter storm across the central Rockies and High Plains. Before the system fully develops this weekend, heavy snow could fall across the higher terrain of the Intermountain West and Southwest. Portions of Utah and Arizona could see over 6 inches of snow by Saturday morning. Heavy mountain snow and low-elevation rain will also remain possible across Southern California today. As the upper-level low moves eastward, it'll produce heavy snow across central Colorado and southeast Wyoming this weekend. Widespread travel impacts are likely as strong winds combined with snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour could produce near blizzard conditions. Winter storm watches have been issued and include southeast Wyoming, northeast and central Colorado, and western Nebraska. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility with partly cloudy skies and 19 degrees, with a west wind at 81 gusting to 92 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 30 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 27. 47% relative humidity, a west wind at 16 gusting to 22 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.12 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the mid-60s, Boston increasing sunshine and breezy in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 41, the average temperature 54, that's 21 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, 8/10 of an inch for the month and 54.1 inches for the season, which is 2.2 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low 24. The record high 69 set in 2012, and the record low 12 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:12 a.m., Sunset this evening, 5:58 p.m., 11 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy and windy tonight with the risk of a rain or snow shower in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs near 60. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight in the lower to mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the mid 50s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy and windy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and colder near 40. Mostly sunny, breezy, cold near 40 on Sunday. Mostly sunny again on Monday in the mid-30s. A chance of rain or mixed precipitation on Tuesday, upper 30s. A shower possible Wednesday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid 40s. And a chance of rain or snow on Thursday with highs again in the lower 40s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.